This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This is the 77 WABC minicast.
Welcome back, folks. We bring in Roger Stone, my pal, political consultant, strategist for many, many, many years, including Donald Trump. Roger, you know I can't resist because you publish your best dressed and your worst dressed. And Senator Fetterman is now presiding over the Senate in a hoodie and shorts with the ugliest legs I've ever seen. What do you make of this, in all seriousness? Decline of fashion, decline of standards.
I really think it is an insult to decorum. I think it's unprofessional, inappropriate. I think an insult to the other senators, an insult to the institution of the U.S. Senate, really an insult to his constituents back in Pennsylvania. I mean, It's not just short. The guy's wearing droopy basketball shorts, a dirty T-shirt, and a baggy hoodie. If you can't dress appropriately to conduct the people's business on the floor of the U.S. Senate, then you should find some other job. But here's the good news, Larry. Senator Joe Manchin is circulating a resolution that would reverse the decision by Chuck Schumer to essentially cancel the dress code on the U.S. Senate floor.
You know, Dick Durbin also, Roger, Durbin raised a stink about it, and I say good for him.
Well, there's another item here in terms of this, and that is there's a certain elitist nature to it. So, in other words, if you're a staffer in the U.S. Senate, young man, young woman, working on the floor of the Senate, or even just in the Senate, you're still required to wear a jacket and tie if you're a man, or a dress if you're a woman. But senators themselves can now show up in anything whatsoever. I mean, Susan Collins threatened to come to the Senate floor in a bikini, yes, which is something I really don't want to see. But Rand Paul, who I like very much, showed up yesterday in a bathrobe just to make a point.
I didn't know he did that. I love Rand Paul, but I hope he gets out of his bathrobe as soon as possible. Roger, speaking of Pennsylvania, my pal David McCormick has thrown his hat back into the ring in the Senate race against Bob Casey, whose father was a great man, but Bob Casey is not a great man. Can McCormick take Pennsylvania?
Yes, I really think that he can. I actually think David McCormick would have been a superior candidate in the last cycle. I don't agree with him on everything, by the way, but I think a Republican majority in the Senate's very important. I really thought he was a strong candidate last time. There's a very feudal system in Pennsylvania where the county chairman and the state committee really matter in a primary. It's other than New York State, it's one of the few states in the country where the party establishment does have substantial influence. I think McCormick's going to be an extraordinarily strong candidate. And you're absolutely right about one thing. Bob Casey is not his father, that's for sure.
His father was a great man, terrific man, one of the last of the moderate conservative Democrats, pro-life Democrat. Other thing I want to raise with you is, I know you've been writing about Michelle Obama, and I've heard that Ted Cruz talked about Michelle Obama in his podcast, I think this past week, and I guess my only comment is, really? Michelle Obama, who has no experience in anything?
Well, actually, she was a city attorney for the city of Chicago, where her major goal was to remove African-Americans from public housing and from the city's health care program. But, you know, in the day of celebrity, Larry, she's very popular. She's very well known. And it's increasingly obvious, I think, to Democrats that Joe Biden cannot win again. I mean, when what's his name, Chunk Yogurt or whatever his name is with the Young Turks, has a piece out today begging Obama not to run. But the New York Times, the Washington Post, major columnists suggesting it's time for Biden to step down. Barack Obama is still the de facto head of the Democratic Party. They have rejiggered their delegate selection process to bypass the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. That's a way of kneecapping Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Michelle's now written her second biography in the same model of her husband. She was the keynote speaker at the last Democratic National Convention, just as Obama keynoted the 2012 convention when they nominated John Kerry. She's out doing voter registration drives for some reason, Larry. And the South Carolina primary, their first primary, has an absolute majority of African-American voters in the Democratic primary. I stick by my prediction. Michelle Obama will be the Democratic nominee for president, and they'll give Gavin Newsom the vice presidency, or more precisely, they'll let him purchase it with special interest campaign funds to round out their ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You heard it first here. Actually, it's probably not first. You have your radio show. Was it 3 to 4? Most of these same stations.
3 to 5.
Most of these same stations on the Red Apple Network. Roger, what do you expect from the Republican debate on Wednesday night?
I just don't think McCarthy has the votes for his continuing resolution. And I stand with Matt Gaetz. I think this is a matter of principle. We're either going to use the power of the purse to rein in a deeply corrupted administration, or we are not. I mean, what is the point of running and taking pledges and then not fulfilling them to the American people?
And the debate coming up, what are you looking for?
Well, I'm not knowledgeable enough to know, to be honest with you.
Who's going to shine?
Look, Matt Gaetz is very articulate, but it would always be a mistake to underestimate Byron Donalds. Byron Donalds is very – oh, you tried the presidential debate.
Yeah.
I think nobody emerges once again. I think it's a model. Donald Trump will dominate the debate by not being there. That's my view.
Yeah. And is there a vice presidential candidate in that gang?
Too early to say. Tell me who the Democrats are, and then I'll tell you who Donald Trump should select. I'm still not convinced that the Democrats will be Biden and Kamala Harris. You have to see how the nomination process goes. And so if it is as easy as I think it will be for Donald Trump, I think it gives him much broader latitude. But we need to know who the Democrats are before you can decide the ideal running mate. First and foremost, it has to be someone who really has the qualifications and the experience to be president, if the worst should happen. But I think Trump's got wide latitude, and I hope he thinks outside the box. I'd like to see someone who, like him, is not a career politician.
All right. Roger Stone, great political consultant, longtime friend, 3 to 5 p.m. on Sundays on most of these same stations. Thank you, Roger. We appreciate the update, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to take a quick break, and then at the top of the hour, we're going to do some stock market work. Jim Urio and Jeff Kilberg, stick around. Straight ahead. We'll be right back.
Ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.